gold actually is easily alchemized. And what you're talking about with these ones in their effort to clean up their atmosphere, yes, it was molecularized gold, dispersed. And as much as anything, you ones don't have the ability to do that. Even if you had the gold available in massive amounts so you could do it, you don't know how to vaporize it, not as such, to make it useful, like a filter. There is a way to counter the X-rays that will be coming down, and that information is already on your place if you're just patient about it. And there will be some gold particulate in that. But at this point, this is one reason that the elite are making every effort to gather up all the gold possible. It isn't just because it's wealth, but it represents these safety measures. And gold, of course, is totally inert in itself. So you have a very valid, very useful tool in that metal. But if you try to equate those first visitors, those first beings that came here and set up shopkeeping in South Africa and created workers for those caves, and I mean for those mines, you're going to get distracted more than anything else. They did not have access to the amounts of gold that they needed. They did not have all of the elements required in their atmosphere to create it. And so they had to get it from somewhere else. You're going to find, once you can ever get off this planet in the physicalness, and with the intelligence that you have technologically as beings, and I'm not talking about higher beings or lower beings, I'm not talking about etheric beings, I'm talking about traveling humans. These ones were traveling humans. They had the technology to get back and forth and all around and even move their planet. But they did not have the technology to assimilate it. You will go out there if you can let your species live long enough to get out to those technological advancements. You will mine space. One of the most usable commodities out in space and off your planets is lead. We can make anything out of lead. So this is why it's been very hard for Soltec and very hard for me, not to mention Norma, to write about this particular subject of the divine plan and how you came into being. Because very hard for you ones to stretch out there without trying to be specific about something. And Soltec is such a geophysicist that he wants to explain, more about the volcano than just that there were some. And you need to know all about them, and he's written about them. But at this point of unfolding, I only just want you to know that there are some. And I want you to know why there are some in some places more than in other places. Why is your earth crust so thin relative to all other planets that have been explored? Well, number one, you don't know that that's true. But you can measure your own and know that over in the West and in the Pacific is very thin. That's because you were sucked out. So until you can understand the concept of how you were formed, all of these other things don't have any relative meaning. So it's very hard. And because you're bright and you have searched and you've read a lot of information, all of you, you are grasping for the details. And my thrust is not to give you the details until you have the whole, and then we fill in. And it would seem that that question, all questions, are very logical, and they are. But if I haven't already gotten there, I will probably get there. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not going to give you a breakdown of why those Nephilim came. The ones that you must be interested in are the ones that come periodically as this cycle nears. And when you get near that photon belt, I want to tell you it is drop-off time in mass. Intergalactic travel becomes easier. You are going to come into an awakening. That's all I can say about it. It isn't coming into higher knowledge. You've already got some tech knowledge. You will come into higher knowing. And you're here at this transition period when a lot of the density is going to be peeled away. There just will be billions that will not make it. But it is the time also, an opportune time for the cleansing of just experiencing bodies. And those ones go to their own placement. This is why all the big hype about raptures and things. Because that is the lie. Evacuation is not a lie. Because of the impact of what could happen, damaging soul essence. So there are circumstances when there very well may be a liftoff. But what you're talking about with rapture is God's commitment to come back and get his people. And ones are trying to buy their ticket without purchasing it. So they're just going to dump it off on somebody else. Well, there's going to be a big separation. I know that you ones don't think it's fair, and you don't think this, and you don't think that. And I want to tell you, it doesn't matter a whit what you think. You better get with God, or you're going to be left. Because evil will not be brought into the places of God. Does that mean that it's going to necessarily clear the planet? No. But I would suggest that you may very well, on this planet, go back to the Dark Ages in the cave. So I would suppose that most of you don't want to be stuck on this planet. But you have to prepare to get a remnant through for the restructuring, the teaching, the guidance of the remnant while you need bodies. So we must be prepared for every event that may happen here to get through this period of transition until it's all shaken out. Anybody else have anything? We probably should stop this pretty quick.
Commander, in the Pleiades Connection 1, you mentioned something called a harmonic reciprocal. What does that mean, and how do you derive it, and what's it good for?
What do you want to know for? I mean, why do you need to understand it more than just what it says in the book? There is a reciprocal for every action. And this could take the rest of the afternoon, and I don't think anybody else in here wants to deal with harmonic reciprocals. Obviously, we're talking about light frequency and tone. And for every frequency that goes out is a tonal harmonic frequency that is returned, and in fact is returned in color, light spectrum color. And it has infinite uses. So I cannot be specific without you being more specific. And I don't think you know what you just asked me. I'm not belittling that. It's just something you're pondering. And without a lot of other things to go with it. And that's why those books are written in the way they're written. Hopefully so that you can unfold it enough to understand it. And very frequently, a lot of it you're not going to yet. But you needed the information, or you needed the verification. There's some ones who already know what all of that is and have already built equipment to use it.
J.W. von Jupiter gave a message to Gloria Lee in the 20s and also to Grace Pritchett in the 60s that the evacuation will take place and that the inside of the moon is being prepared for most earthlings. Is that so?
No.
Thank you.
Your moon was spun off at the same time as your Earth was created. Right out of time, it.
Commander, I have a very basic thing here. So, I live up on the mountains in Tehachapi, and we sure could use some rain up there.
Yeah, well,
the animals.
Talk to your government.
Oh.
It's been quite a while since God has arranged the rain.
Are you saying the government prevents the rain?
Absolutely.
Can we do anything about it? I'll learn a rain dance if necessary. I mean, we need the rain.
Yes, you can get rid of your government.
Oh.
Actually, it's your enemies are able to control it better even than your government, but both can do very well. Plus the fact that you may as well face it, you could move into a period here with no rain at all for a couple of thousand years.
How's anything going to grow?
You are made up of 95% water. All you have to learn to do is recycle it. Everything on your planet, you are a water planet. Tiamat was a water planet. You are created from Tiamat. You are pulled out from Tiamat. You are a watery planet. And all of your continents are floating on tectonic plates. Some of the water depths beneath your continents are hundreds of miles deep. So you're going to have to learn to recycle your water. That's one reason that it's so sad to ruin your atmosphere to the point that you have, because the rainforests were very effective, for instance, in recycling water. You're going to have to learn to desalinate, and then of course you're going to have to learn to dig very deep for groundwater. But desalinization is obviously the way to go. You ones want to bemoan the greenhouse effect. Well, I don't even know what they're talking about. I do not know how they managed to hoodwink you ones so badly. Yes, there's a lot of carbon dioxide being produced, but there's also a great deal of oxygen You have two molecules of hydrogen and one of oxygen in every drop of water. What are you talking about? They lie to you, you bite on it. There's no ozone hole. There is no global warming. You will find ones that say, oh my gosh, we're headed for an ice age. And you are. These are things set forth because of man's incredible misuse of the planet that can be latched onto, and they can make more money cleaning it up than they made destroying it. And if that's not recycling, I can't imagine what is. And yet somewhere, sometime, it has to stop and come into balance. But slinging it out as far the other direction out of balance won't do it. Somewhere along in there it may meet, and for a moment, but you ones don't look. How is it that you, in your counting of history, could there have been so few people on this continent up to 200 years ago? Where were all the people? Let us say there were 200 million at one time. How did you get 6.5 billion? How did you have a continent undiscovered and yet had aboriginals on it? You had to come from somewhere, didn't you? It had to be formed, didn't it? There had to be some reason that there was anything to discover and be rediscovered. There's no way that you can just look around you at the wonders and not know as much. It also has to come into your recognition that you cannot continue as you are, nor with the massive changes that have happened to this planet, that you're not in for some more. What happened to those civilizations? That major continent was called Pangaea or Pan. And it was all on one side of your globe, and all on the other side was water. Well, just floating continents won't do it. Something caused those continents to split and balance on this globe. Now, without even going into great creator or great God, you have to recognize that something very large and orderly happened. Also something very chaotic, because all of your history books will tell you there was a great time of chaos and you are in it again. Chaos on your planet. Well, out of chaos comes creation and rebalance. And then for a lot of eons of years, the new, or the separated, or the created, then goes through its own cycles. So you've got to hold to the overall and not get hung up on these little details. Know that you have a higher purpose, a greater need of service. And as long as you hold that as your goal, the rest will fall in. If you try to isolate something out of all of this, and especially from these meetings, after thousands and thousands of hours, there's no way in 3 or 30 seconds of trying to answer a question such as reciprocals, harmonic reciprocals. And I'm not making light of that. I'm just saying it's trivia in here today, because you must come into some kind of recognition of how you came into being, who you are, what you are, and where you're going. because as long as everyone is deaf, dumb, and blind, won't any of you make it off. Orberly, I think there were a few questions. I'm not sure. And we should give equal time, and we're not able to now. Here we go. Let's do it rapidly. I don't want to go into another tape, please.
We only have about 5 or 10 minutes on this tape. So we'll move right along. In Pleiades Connection 1, you seem to indicate the planet Venus was towed by a comet to her present position, and there was never any interaction with humans because of her physical situation. However, in the tape of March 28th, you said Venus was destroyed at the hands of humans. Could you please clarify?
Almost all of your planets have been occupied by human species. I don't know what the question could possibly be about being towed by a comet. I would not have said that, not in that way. What you perceive as comets aren't what you perceive, for one thing, but the point is that so many of your, quote, channels and higher energies, I don't know where these channels pick them up that would have such an incredible, stupid outlook on the cosmic action. But any way you cut it, Venus cannot house life form at this point. So what I have said is very frequently locations are given because there will be starships stationed in the given coordinates, which might very well be expressed as Venus or Mars or whatever is being utilized. In the cosmic order, it will usually be numbers, simply because mathematics is pure and you can line things up. But in given solar quadrants, very frequently, whatever the local terminology is, you see, you're not going to have Venus and Mars and Mercury call Venus, Mars, and Mercury, say, in German or Hebrew. They're going to be called something else. So let's not get hung up on those.
Next question. I get the impression from the Rainbow Masters that Maha Kohan is Aton. Is this correct?
Yes, that's close enough. Yes. He's the overall chief big shot Kohan.
Ten four on that. Who or what is the Holy Spirit? I've probably changed my mind 4 or 5 times in as many years.
Well, your churches are going to tell you that there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I tell you that there is you and the Holy Spirit, period. Because God is all, and you are a thought manifestation of God, therefore you are a connection. So you end up with these trinities and these other kinds of expressions because man doesn't know how to explain. I don't know how to make you understand. And therefore it sounds like I'm countering everything that anyone's ever told you. No, I'm not. I don't know how to express it so that you have comprehension. You can accept my word for it, or you can argue with me, but I don't have anything relative to show you. There's just you. There's just one. and you're experiencing in an illusion, and you're wanting to dump your problems on the sun. The sun is only represented as birthed by God as a representative reflecting the truth and the higher knowing of God as creator, as your guide. It doesn't have anything to do with bloodletting or crucifixions or sacrifices. It is one who has come into total knowledge and knowing with the perfect balance to handle creation. That's pretty smart. And you're going to find that Sananda, Jesus, Isu, Emmanuel, whatever you want to call him, is going to be whatever you want to call the governor of this place. He's come to reclaim kingdom. Now, whether that's Tiamat, Marduk, whatever you want to call it, that's the way it is. And don't confuse that with the central sun of Alcyon in Pleiades or the greatest sun, which is the source. I can't do it in 5 minutes.
Well, we don't have 5 minutes, so. Here's a quick question. How can we differentiate between the Earth going into the photon belt and setting on fire of the radiation belt? Won't the bright light have the same appearance of radiation belt on fire? Would the difference be in the heat we feel?
There will be difference in perception, too. If you set that radioactive belt on fire, it's going to be brighter. It is going to be whiter. What you're going to probably experience if you move into this lighted period of time is it will look like the atmosphere is on fire. It will have that color. Radiation burning is going to be a white, like, is it magnesium that flashes? It's going to be more that color. That brilliance is only brighter.
We are out of time. We have maybe 30 seconds left.
Thank you. For the tape, salut. For everybody else, salut. Gold actually is easily alchemized, and what you're talking about with these ones in their effort to clean up their atmosphere, yes, it was molecularized gold, dispersed. And as much as anything, you ones don't have the ability to do that. Even if you had the gold available in massive amounts so you could do it, you don't know how to vaporize it, not as such, to make it useful, like a filter. There is a way to counter the X-rays that will be coming down, and that information is already on your place if you're just patient about it. And there will be some gold particulate in that. But at this point, this is one reason that the elite are making every effort to gather up all the gold possible. It isn't just because it's wealth, but it represents these safety measures. And gold, of course, is totally inert in itself. So you have a very valid, very useful tool in that metal. But if you try to equate those first visitors, those first beings that came here and set up shopkeeping in South Africa and created workers for those caves, and I mean for those minds, you're going to get distracted more than anything else. They did not have access to the amounts of gold that they needed. They did not have all of the elements required in their atmosphere to create it. And so they had to get it from somewhere else. You're going to find once you can ever get off this planet in the physicalness and with the intelligence that you have technologically as beings, and I'm not talking about higher beings or lower beings, I'm not talking about etheric beings, I'm talking about traveling humans. These ones were traveling humans. They had the technology to get back and forth and all around and even move their planet. But they did not have the technology to assimilate it. You will go out there if you can let your species live long enough to get out to those technological advancements. You will mine space. One of the most usable commodities out in space and off your planets is lead. We can make anything out of lead. So this is why it's been very hard for Soltech and very hard for me, not to mention Norma, to write about this particular subject of the divine plan and how you came into being. Because very hard for you ones to stretch out there without trying to be specific about something. And Soltech is such a geophysicist that he wants to explain, more about the volcano.